This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is fresh hope of an easing in the U.S.-China trade war. Both countries have reportedly agreed to roll back a series of tariffs in the first phase of an agreement between the world's two biggest economies. The interim deal has yet to be finalized. U.S. President Donald Trump said again today, China wants an agreement much more than he does. A Hong Kong college student who was found unconscious lying in a pool of blood in a parking garage on Monday has died. Joshua Wong, Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy activist, has called for residents in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory to wear black T-shirts to show solidarity with the movement to publicly mourn the death of 22-year-old Chow Sik-luk. A senior Hong Kong policewoman, Suzette Fu, denies that security officers were at all to blame for his death. A destructive earthquake has hit Iran, killing at least five people, injuring hundreds more. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Over 40 aftershocks have rattled the rural region nestled in Iran's eastern Azerbaijan, and residents have been rushing out of their homes in fear. State television says the quake injured well over 300 people, though only around a dozen have so far needed to be hospitalized. One villager told the network all 200 of her sheep had died during the tremors.
That was Charles Ledesma from the Associated Press. Iran's nuclear agency has announced it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordow site. It is another move away from Iran's 2015 six-power nuclear deal. The energy agency says the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. South Sudan's president and the country's chief rebel leader met in Uganda Thursday and agreed to postpone the formation of a unity government for another 100 days. It is the third such delay in South Sudan's peace process, and some analysts say the latest postponement may not be long enough for the two warring sides to bridge their differences.